Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Your home for Chiefs football in Kansas City is 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. I want to ask you guys this question. Adalberto Mondesi got traded earlier today to the Boston Red Sox. As you guys know, it never really worked out for Adalberto Mondesi when he was here with the Kansas City Royals. I mean, the moment it would start getting good, Mondesi would get hurt. Something would happen. Be an ankle, a hamstring, a leg, who knows? It was always something. The highest batting average that he had his time in Kansas City was .276. His highest on-base percentage was .306. The most home runs he had in a season were 14 and 62 RBIs. Just could never really put it together. I mean, these last 3 years, they basically have gotten nothing from Adalberto Mondesi. Now, I understand 2020 was an abbreviated season, but over the last three baseball seasons, Adalberto Mondesi has played 109 games for the Royals. 109 games and hit .233 with the Kansas City Royals. But you know what? Adalberto Mondesi is still 27 years old. I know it doesn't seem like that. Mondesi is 27 years old. There's still time for Adalberto Mondesi to figure things out. There's still a lot of time left in his career to turn things around. I want to ask you guys this. Let's say that Mondesi this season hits .290, so his best batting average, starts to figure out the power, hits 25 home runs, and has 100 RBIs. Are you going to be upset by that? Because I personally wouldn't be upset. The Royals gave Adalberto Mondesi 6 seasons. And that's if you don't count 2020. He got 7 years with the Royals from 16 until 22 to try to figure this thing out. And he was not figuring it out with you. The last 3 years have been an absolute waste. It has been us spending all February and all March talking about our expectations for the lineup, and he's the X factor, and if you get something for him. He played 35 games in 2021. He played 15 games. He played 50. Rob, he didn't play 2 months of baseball over the last 2 seasons. It wasn't going to work in Kansas City anymore. It wasn't going to work. It was time for both sides to just move on. Change of scenery. It's best for the Royals that this happened. It's best for Adalberto Mondesi. It ain't going to matter. If Clyde Edwards-Helaire next year runs for 900 yards, he wasn't doing that in Kansas City. You feel like you found his replacement. You found a guy who you like more, and you're ready to move forward. I don't care what Mondesi does moving forward, but I would get it as a Royals fan. Hey, this is the guy we believed in. This is the guy that we had big expectations to. Remember, the Royals paid him a little bit when they really didn't have to and didn't get a return on their investment. Like, this is the definition of sunk cost. And you sold Mondesi at his absolute lowest. They traded Mondesi for a 30-year-old relief pitcher. I mean, you can't get much less value than what they've gotten. a guy who also has dealt with injuries. Another guy that's basically like Monesy. Hey, if he's good, if he's healthy, he can be really good and productive for you. But if he ain't, woof. I mean, it basically was just a swap deal. I'm not going to be mad if Monesy has a good year. I don't care what he does moving forward, man. I'm not going to walk around like, oh, it didn't work for me. So, you know what, man? I want him to stay healthy. I hope he plays good baseball. I wish he could have done it in Kansas City. I think we all would have wanted to see him do that in Kansas City. For whatever reason, he just wasn't going to do it here, man. It was time for both. This organization couldn't go through another year counting and depending on Adalberto Mondesi and putting any hope in the fact that he could stay healthy and provide for them what they need for their lineup moving forward. It was in both sides' interest to move on. So I don't care what happens next year in Boston.
When you first asked me this today, my knee jerk was to agree with you. Yeah, who cares what's next? You know, this is all part of the brooming out the old regime. Clearly, Mondesi was very highly thought of by Dayton. He was very highly thought of by the old guard. And you get broomed, so if it didn't work somewhere else, they needed a fresh start. Everyone's happy. That was my initial thought when you told me this. But then, you know how I feel about prospects and draft picks. I love them. They're my favorite thing on earth. Controllable assets. And I started really thinking about it, and I don't know I'd be irate. I don't know my head would explode with anger, but I would lean toward frustrated. I would lean toward angry if Adalberto Mondesi goes to Boston and rakes, because despite all his flaws, he still was relatively cheap for the Royals. He still was relatively young, and he still had a chance to be either A, a guy that they could develop, or B, a guy they could have traded for a larger return. The fact that they got player to be named later and lefty reliever who could be something but could not, we don't know.
I mean, that you know what the Royals love to get back in trades? A reliever that could be something or could not be something. They're the best team in Major League Baseball at acquiring that player. They've acquired that player for 15 consecutive years.
That or journeyman 27-year-old athlete. That's their other good move.
No, they also love that guy, too.
They love. It's like the NCAA football recruiting. We love athlete. Oh, we got to get athlete. But I think I'd be upset. I don't know I'd be at a 10 with anger, but I would score on the anger scale if he goes out there and absolutely dominates. Not for him or not for his health or anything like that. It just feels like the Royals may have wasted an opportunity to get maximum value out of Mondesi, especially considering at second base it's wide open. Let's say he does rake in Kansas City. You could have feasibly traded him for a larger haul, and you know how I feel about trades that bring back prospects or draft picks. That I would lean angry.
Yeah, it wasn't going to work, man. Rob, they've done this. They've tried it. I don't know what more the Royals, I don't know what more opportunities they could have given Adalberto Mondesi when he was here. Rob, he never got to 1,500 plate appearances. Think about how long we've talked about Adalberto Mondesi. Rob, he's not at 1,500 plate appearances yet. He's not at 1,500 ABs. You want to know how many career home runs Mondesi has? 38. Just think about the amount of time we've spent talking about Mondesi and the amount of production that the Royals actually received. It's over. It's over. I want Adalberto Mondesi to move on and flourish and stay healthy. And maybe he turns out to be Lorenzo Cain. Remember, Lorenzo Cain was not super healthy with the Milwaukee Brewers. They traded him, and Cain figured it out. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but maybe that's what happens. But, man, after 7 years of all of this with Mondesi, it show me the high point. I mean, the high point is 2018. He played in 75 games. That's the high point for Mondesi. We can't do it. He couldn't. He was just never going to provide you what you needed. Ty, you called into the drive. Hey, Ty.
You know, I wouldn't be upset if Mondy does good in Boston. Now, I'll always say, if he does hit 30 home runs, it's probably going to be he'll probably have a healthy season. But the most likely chance is I don't think Mondy's going to be healthy in Boston. I hope he does well. He was one of my favorite Royals players when he was in Kansas City. It was a shame to see him injured all the time. I just don't think he'll have the best of years. I think he'll still continue to struggle with injuries in Boston. I just don't think it's going to work out well even there. I think Boston's end up going to get rid of him, or maybe even call him up to the minors. I don't know.
I appreciate the phone call, man. I'm with you with the same thing. I'm with you. I don't think it's really going to work. This is one of those, you know, like when the Chiefs trade for Lonnie Johnson and it's like, oh, well, hey, look, he was a first round pick, second round pick. This is a really smart move. That's what this feels like. That's what this feels like.
You don't think baseball's more than football and the fact that ballpark factors matter far more than any other sport? You don't think that left field being 150 feet from home plate basically could benefit his power? Because we know the scouting report on Mondesi pretty well because we got told it for the last dozen years. He has prodigious power from the right side. You're telling me with the short porch being out there and the Green Monster being 12 feet away, he couldn't have a big home run season? May rip a few into the alley and show off that speed. I don't think it's likely, but I think it's more, I don't think it's Lonnie Johnson. I think it's more Mike Hughes. Yeah, it might work. There's a chance I can see the path. I don't think Lonnie Johnson we ever thought was going
to
work.
I mean, how many games? I mean, you're right. The ballpark could play to his advantage. He might play in 60 games. You know what I mean? He might play in 60 games. So I don't disagree with what you're saying about Fenway Park and how, hey, you move to this park, it fits your skill set a little bit better. I mean, how many home runs is he going to hit in 42 games that he plays this year for him? I don't know. How many home games are we counting on him playing? How many are we expecting him to play? I'm going to guess that the answer just isn't really a large number for Adalberto Mondesi, just based on the 7 years of data that we've gotten so far with the Kansas City Royals. I'm just not really expecting it to be a whole lot more.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.